Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Like, it feels so strange to talk right now, but 2020, what are you doing?
I know.
Do you know what 2020 deserves? Miss Trunchables choking.
No joke.
Oh my God. Do you know something? I actually saw a meme and it just made me laugh so much, but also cry a little bit inside. It said, roses are red, April is grey. The next time you leave your house, it's gonna be May.
Guys, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We're back to talk.
Back again.
We're back in action. Copyright, no.
No joke. We're back. We're going to cover all things coronavirus. We're going to catch up with you guys. We're going to just chat, really, I suppose. Just go off on a rant as we usually do. So enjoy. Hey guys.
Hello.
Sorry, we feel really unprofessional now. We haven't done this in such a long time.
Feels like absolutely forever, and it also feels weird because I can't see yous right now.
I know, we are currently live from our living rooms.
We are indeed. I'm currently in my fuzzy socks and my big oversized hoodie, and it's absolutely fantastic. I think we should just start recording podcasts like this all the time.
I know, I'm in a half sip with a glass of wine.
Oh, beautiful.
So, just had Thai green curry, mm-hmm. a shower, and I'm ready to go. I also can't speak because I haven't spoken to anybody in like 2 weeks.
So. I know, that's very true.
I know, my social skills have definitely declined. I don't want to talk to people anymore.
Absolutely. We were going out to clap for the NHS last night. Also, can we just give a big shout out? Can we give a small clap to the NHS? Clicks.
Clap. Yes.
Just because we're trying to hold our mics. But honestly, yeah, I just want to give a note about that just to kind of get it out of the way before we get into it. But all the student nurses, student medical staff, I don't know about student doctors, but all the students that have been fast-tracked into your careers now to go in and work to help coronavirus patients, honestly, hats off to yous. Yous are doing amazing. You're representing everybody mm-hmm. so well, and we're all very proud of yous, and we're all rooting for yous. And again, trying to hold my mic, but big, massive claps for yous. And sending out all the love to yous. So yeah, just wanted to get that out of the way. But we were going out to clap for the NHS last night, and my mummy came in to me and she was like, oh Jesus, Rachel, we'll have to get ready. I feel like I'm going to the disco. She was putting on her clothes or her makeup, and she was like, well, you know, the clocks have went forward now, so it's daytime at night. So it's daytime at 8 o'clock. I need to look somewhat presentable. I was like, right, okay, mummy. So yeah, we were just like hermits, and you should have seen us. We were acting as if we were going to the disco, and we're only going out to the street to clap.
See, to be honest though, it is really weird, and you don't actually think about like how much, not effort it takes every day, but like how you have to think about your outfit, think about what if you're mm-hmm. going to wear makeup or not, think about what jewelry you're going to put on, and then mm-hmm. now it's kind of just like, like I'm lifting whatever I sort of see and just mm-hmm. going with it. If I'm comfy, that's fine. I have not wore a bra in I'd say about a week.
Sorry, I'm so lucky, mate, but it's the way forward though.
Oh, it's so free and flowing. I
let
love
them
it.
Free. It's amazing.
Let
I
the tatas
it.
Go.
I know, it is such a strange change mm-hmm. of pace though, isn't it, from being so fast-tracked, because like we were basically going into our assessment mm-hmm. period in uni, and now that's all done, like university's just like stopped, and like I feel like a little hermit.
It's crazy. It's you know, for the first wee while now, because well, for all intents and purposes, we've been in isolation since uni stopped, really, which is like 3 weeks or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
so
I'd say about yeah
because I was trying to think of it as like, oh, look at it, just think of it as like Christmas break, but God, it's just kind of missing the festivities, you know. It's actively trying to you know, look at this positively is mm-hmm. quite difficult, but we're doing a good job so far, and I hope you guys are all okay as well. Like, what are you doing to occupy your time? Because all I seem to be doing is either drinking tea or drinking gin, so you know, there's no in between. It's either one or the other.
I've been making TikTok videos. I have absolutely no shame. I've even got my mum involved in them and everything. Every time I go to sit down to do work, I just can't do it. And like, this was the thing for me, is that like whenever this all started kicking off, like I genuinely was freaking out. Like I was seriously panicking about all this. Like I still am. Like I still really think, you know, I wake up every day and I'm kind of going, is this real? And you know, it's constantly on the news. There's nothing else on the TV. Everybody's talking about it. Like whenever I was still in work there, right up to like the end, sort of before everything did go into lockdown, that was all anybody talked about. And like, as I've said before, like I work with kids, and you know, I was finding myself sitting in the car before lessons and having to properly like bulk myself up to go in and be like positive and be you know, let's just pretend that this isn't happening for their sake. But I was kind of panicking on the inside and going like, I shouldn't really be in work, and when are they going to call lockdown, and when, you know, there's just so much uncertainty still, like there's still so much uncertainty. And you know, I kind of sort of thought like, right, I'm in lockdown, I'm not leaving, okay, fine, right, but then still have to finish uni, okay, still have to film the time, okay, you know. And it's kind of like trying to block out the stuff that's going on to focus on what you need to focus on, but then also you can't and you don't want to, like you want to know what's going on, and you know, it's just it's a really weird sort of like limbo, I would describe it as.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it definitely feels like, I don't know, because I suppose in a way you kind of are, like, you know, trapped in your house, but not trapped, but like, do you know what I mean, like you're kind of, you're put into a different cycle that definitely feels like you're on a loop or in limbo, like
yeah,
you said.
It's definitely like Groundhog Day, like it is.
Oh my god, yeah. You know? Yeah, no, it's very similar.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's trying to look at it positively. It's trying to say to yourself, do you know what? I have an amazing privilege here that I actually have like a roof over my head. I have hot water running, I have electricity, I have Wi-Fi that I can FaceTime my friends, my family, my boyfriend and so on, you know. That's such a privilege compared to those who are living on the streets. But another thing is, like, people are posting videos around Belfast city centre and there's not one person sitting on the streets, so they've been taken into care as well. So it's all the positives that are coming out of that, but then on the backlash of that, like, I know this is so difficult for everybody at the minute, especially those with compromised immune systems. Like, I'm sure everybody's just panicking left, right and centre across the world, but especially for students, because that's the only thing that we can relate to at the minute. You know, this is the time, like this is the last push for us, this is the time that we ask ourselves, you know, okay, what's the next step? Like, I've worked from GCSE to A level to whatever else, I've done BTECs, you know, college or whatever else to this point, and then it was all just kind of, you know, taken away. And it's like you said, Megan, trying to sit down and start your work and then being like, I have no plan here because everything's been put on hold. And to say to someone who's been planning their life literally since GCSE, okay, everything's been put on hold here, you know, the anxiety is like major. So I don't know, I've been just trying to really, like, I plan my day, like every day, to try and keep some sort of stability, do you know, that way, because that's like a big anxiety for me, is because I'm such a pre-planner, like I am a planner, like so I think that's been like a massive thing for me, is just trying to realize the privilege I have, but also planning, because it is a scary time, and if you focus too much on that, then you can kind of get swept up in it, because like you say, it's all over the media, it's as soon as you go on Facebook, and it's like, can we have a break from this, you know, like what did we talk about before this?
Yeah,
Brexit,
literally.
that was it. I don't know, I was literally just gonna say, in terms of like the stuff in the media, like, yes, I know it is all over the media, because of course it's very like relevant and topical of the current affairs in the world, but also at the same time, like, don't let that overwhelm you, because like, it's very easy for someone to take a story or several stories or a situation and manipulate it, and not manipulate but change it in such a way that it can be read as like a very scary or crazy thing. So definitely, I think, take everything that you hear, see or read with a pinch of salt, like, you know, just get through it day by day.
Absolutely.
Like, it's, we're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this
together.
No.
Sorry for copyright. Sorry.
I think the thing that I've thought of as well is that, because it's really weird, like, yes, there is that side of the horrible, like, reality of what's going on. And do you know, it's funny as well, the thing that's hit me is how it's everywhere. Do you know what I mean? It's not just like us. It's not America that has it. It's not
on your very Spotify as well.
I know, but well, that's it though. It is a pandemic, which means that it has spread to the far reaches of the world. But that's what I mean.
It's like everyone's going through this, so you kind of think like that's really weird. The whole world has had a pause button now, not for like the medical services and whatever. I know they're like in complete madness, but it just feels like everyday life has sort of taken a pause. It's like somebody's put slow the tempo down, you know. And it's kind of weird because I keep thinking, like I said to my mummy the other day, this feels like a war. It feels like what we used to learn about in World War II when they had rations and had whatever, and they always talked about like people's spirit and making do with what you had and helping out your neighbours and all. And yes, although there's that fear, and understandably so, people are keeping to themselves. And you know, my mummy was even saying, she was walking the dogs the other day, and this woman, like, she could actually see the fear in this woman's face as she was pushing her pram, and my mum went, no, I'll go, and she sort of like went to the other side of the road because she knew fine rightly the woman, says she just completely freaked out. And mum was like, I understand that. You can see, even if I've only made a few trips to Tesco for like the basic essentials, and I was like looking around sort of going, everyone just looks like they've got the world on their shoulders. Like, it felt like a weird sort of movie. Like, there's an uneasy feeling. But the positive thing out of all of this is that, like, we had a letter in the other day from somebody next door saying, if anybody in this street needs help, I'm at this number, I will drop groceries, whatever, blah blah blah. And you know, like, people putting rainbows in their window, people, you know, I think it's also like, I've even noticed as well, whenever I'm cooking, we're like, right, what have we got? Okay, right, let's, right, we'll do this, we'll try this, we'll do that. Like, it kind of feels like we're going back to, and even my mummy said it feels like we're going back to the old ways of doing things, where people will actually appreciate what they have and who's around them.
Absolutely. It is the sense of community right now is absolutely overwhelming. My boyfriend's wee granny would usually get a wee portion of cod bites every so often, just for tea or whatever, and the chippy that she gets from sent her a message to see if she needed anything from the shop while they were bringing down our delivery. I'm just like, do you know what, they didn't have to do that, they've went out of their way to go and do that. You know, my mummy even today asked our neighbours, did they need anything, and all they needed was paracetamol and Dove soap or something like that, but my mummy still got it for them, you know, that way. Like, the sense of community right now, and the fact that all the streets again are coming out to clap for the NHS, you know, when last week happen? Do you know what I mean, like, last week we were like, people around my, you know, neighbourhood and stuff were neighbourhood around my neighborhood, around my area, were setting off fireworks and stuff, and everybody was screaming and cheering, and just the sense of pride of where you come from at the minute. Like, the sense of community is just, like, it really is overwhelming. Like, me and my mum, we got really emotional and all last week because it was so overwhelming. And then, you know, again, trying to look at the positives of that, like, all the animals have come back. You know,
yes.
You know, animals are checking into the city and being like, where do people at? Are we good? You know, they're walking up, roaming about the city being like, oh, this is all new. You know, so that's class.
It's actually been like, I suppose that is like a silver lining in it. Like, although there is so much like badness to come out of it, of course. I think one of the positives you can definitely look at it is the compassion that people are showing to one another. And also, like, you know, it's actually been really good. Environmentally speaking, like, it's kind of like there's been lots of stuff put on pause, because like normally I'd see, like, no joke, like 10-12 planes fly over my house in a day. There has been maybe 1-2 like over the space of a week, which is crazy. But yeah, so definitely that's one thing to come out of it, I think, that at least is good. So it's not all bad.
I think in times like this you kind of have to look for a silver a silver lining, because, you know, like, whilst you know, our thoughts and prayers or whatever with all the families who have lost loved ones, I don't know, I think if you don't look for a silver lining, if you don't look for the positive, you kind of, you find yourself in a very scary situation. You know, it's all too easy to look at for the negative.
Yeah, you wouldn't get anything done.
It's a
lot
harder to look for the positive, you know.
No, that's the thing. But that doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, exactly. I think Mother Nature has just sent us to your room and told us that we were grounded for a few weeks while she sorts stuff out, you know?
Legit. She's out there just shaking her finger at us all.
So yeah, guys, we just wanted to come on and have a wee chat with you. I hope yous are cool with us, because we're really genuinely, like, we were getting to the point where we're like, right, no, we need to record something, because we were missing it that much.
We were getting stir crazy.
Yeah, and we love talking to you guys. Like, we've had loads of people write into us with different things that they want us to talk about, and of course we will obviously talk about all the things that she's sent in. So thank you so much again for, you know, keeping up to date with the Instagram and, you know, bearing with us through this. And again, I say, we're all in this together.
Yeah, no, definitely, because that's what even, like, we were sort of sitting going, how are we going to do this? Right, come on, it's not that hard. How are we going to do this? And even tonight when I knew we were recording, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Because it has been, like, it just feels like a wee bit of normality. We love, like, there's still stuff we want to talk about, but obviously we are going to, like, we had a lot of plans for April, but, you know, we'll sort of just stick with us because we'll see what sort of happens. It's not going to be the usual way we used to do things, but nevertheless, I still think we'll have some great crack. We've still got some good things we want to talk about.
Absolutely.
Only change is you're going to have to listen to us three because we won't be able to have any guests unless it's my mum. could you imagine?
I'll get my dog on. She'll have a few things to say.
Please do. Pippa, how do you feel having 4 walks a day? You know, we'll just interview them.
4 walks a day, Megan McGarry, you're breaking the law unless you're doing 15-minute walks each time.
Boris has already sent me a PM. He's scundered for me. No, I'm only joking. No, we've only been doing one. But then, I don't know. So this is what, I'm going to just ask a question. This is what I was thinking, right? So there's 3 of us in this house. If I go on a walk, does that count as a walk for everyone, or does that mean, like, if I go on a walk and then my dad goes on a walk, is that, like, does that, I don't understand this whole thing.
Why are you trying to cheat the system?
That is perfectly valid, because I know people that have, like, up to 7 people in the household.
So I mean, they all have to go, but then that's more than 2 people, so that's a social gathering. I don't understand.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Holy Saint Joseph.
I don't know. I think definitely, like, there's some gray areas with the whole social distancing thing. It's so crazy though. Apparently in London they were using drones to check on people's cars or something. God. But I don't know if that's true, because that was in the news, and the news can blow things out of proportion. But apparently it is a part of, like, because you know the way, like, they're bringing in, like, the army and stuff, as well as, like, police, like, stationing them in all these places.
That's very scary.
No. But, like, this is the thing. Apparently they weren't, but apparently they were. There's, like, 2 different sides to the story. But basically there was this drone that was circling this woman's house, and she was like,
hello?
Are you trying to check to see if I'm at home?
God forbid, if you're a nudist and just decide to walk about the house, you better be all over the news.
Well, here, do you know what I was actually even talking about with my mummy the other day? She's dying off because she can't get to the hairdressers. I had to take my own nails off. Don't even chat to me. I felt like it was never going to come off my fingers.
Were they acrylics?
They were the gel polish. And I mean, I was sitting going, it won't come off. And then, but I actually feel cleaner with them off now, because apparently they do trap a lot of dirt and stuff. But no, mummy was like, Megan, I can't get my hair done. And I was like, I know, I can't get my eyebrows waxed. And then we started realizing, like, people are really going to see what you actually look at. Like I know, the only blessing is that I don't, like, dye my hair or anything. And, like, I don't wax or anything apart from my eyebrows. But I was like, we're going to have to go back to the days of, like, the 50s when you did stuff at home. Like, my mum's bought a wax kit. I'm going to have to wax that woman's legs at some point, and I don't know if I'm ready for that. Do you know what I mean? But, like, it is funny how everybody's just sort of going to have to get creative here.
I love it.
I know, but I think that's a nice thing, though. Like,
I absolutely love it.
I think it's class. Like, that hashtag create don't contaminate, is that it?
That's brilliant.
I love that.
I mean,
it's so
I've
good.
Turned into Mary Berry since
you
isolation.
Have.
I haven't stopped baking.
Oh my God, I know.
I swear I'm going to roll out of isolation. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Look, don't even. My mum has been making me do arm exercises every day. So I'm either going to come out absolutely beautiful or a wee potato. I don't know.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've been exercising every day, but that doesn't mean after my exercise that I'm not coming in to make 10 million cookies and a portion of banana bread and a different raisin loaf.
Are you properly exercising? No, are you properly exercising?
I bet, yeah, I bought a skipping rope.
Oh my God, I hate the skipping rope. It's like the one I can't do.
No, listen, I have not skipped since I was a child.
What about
Rachel? Forgot
baps?
That her, oh love, don't even one came out, and my mummy peed herself and went, love, you need a different bra with that. I was mortified. I was like, if any of my neighbours see me right now, don't Snapchat me, please. This is awful.
It's a proper
look, I tried. All right. I tried.
Here, no. Do you know the only thing? I can't remember what it is, but see if I actually remember, I'm probably going to put it in our story because this guy does dance classes on YouTube and he did one for Britney Bitch.
Oh my God.
And it's called Britney Bitch Dance Class and it's an oh baby, baby. And he teaches you the whole dance routine. My mum would come in and I was like, oh baby, baby. Like doing the whole dance routine in my kitchen.
I can.
No, he's amazing. And he goes, you know what this means? And he's all like, he's got a wee mic and all. You need to watch him. So I'll put him in the our story.
I know so many creators on Instagram and stuff have been really great about that because I follow a couple personal trainers and things, and they've been posting out lots of like free home workouts. Not that they hadn't posted them before, but obviously that's the content that they're aiming at now, and lots of other at home things to do. And it's really creative. I've really like seeing loads of people's sort of take on how to entertain yourself.
Exactly.
During this
you
period.
Know what? I feel as though since isolation, people haven't, I don't know how to describe this, but haven't been so filtered, if you know what I mean. Like, I've seen loads of people come on social media and do like personal stories, or people who have never came out singing before are now singing, or showing off their musical talents, or people are showing you know, their artistic talents, or you know, people again, like you say, are doing home workouts, and some people are getting very, very personal, you know, which is absolutely amazing. Some people are sharing their mental health journey and how they're dealing with this right now, and you know, steps that they're taking to keep a sense of normality, which is just, I think this is class. Like, I love seeing people coming together and just, like you say, Megan, oh Jesus, lost my breath there, but like you say, going back to the basics, going back to the days that no one did care, you know. So yeah, it's just, it's really, really nice.
So just to wrap up the podcast, guys, we're just going to talk about some things that we've really enjoyed doing during the self-isolation period.
Who would like to start?
I think my favourite one would be, and I'm not going to lie, it is, I wish it was baking. I wish it was working out. I wish it was like petting my dog. But it's not. I have built masterpieces on Sims 4. Like, I mean, I could sell them on Gumtree or like Property Pal and make myself a wee bit of money. They are beautiful. So that's my favorite thing to do. But I have actually got my book out and I am really going to try it. I'm also going to try and do my assignments so that I can actually finish uni. Night and God bless, that's me.
Mals?
I think for me, the thing that I've really enjoyed doing is getting out on loads more walks. Yeah. Like, because I would have walked a lot like throughout town and stuff. But like actually getting to walk like in the countryside is actually so nice, and I think I like kind of lost touch with that and I didn't really appreciate it as much. So I really like having like this time to, like, of course there's all the craziness that comes with it, but like, you know, I really do like having this time to focus on like these tasks or things that maybe I had left behind previously. So like, yeah, I've just set myself a task of like, you know, trying to get out for, you know, walks in the day. And then by the way, I live in the countryside, so no one like come at me. Don't come
Molly
at me.
Sounds
Bojo.
Like an American, but she's really a weak country girl.
I know, I'm weak culture, so I am. So yeah, that's what I've really enjoyed. So I've just tried to set myself like those like tasks of getting back in touch with what I've, you know, not been able to do.
Honestly, mine is gonna be sounded a wee bit soppy or a wee bit cheesy, but see, just having my mummy home like all day every day, just being with mommy, it feels like I'm a child again. And you know, like making breakfast with her and, you know, doing stupid things around the house, you know, like us, we always sing musicals together and never stop, and then my brother joins in and then it's a whole ensemble. But yeah, just spending time with my family, and then really just again, like, kind of like you, Molly, of just picking up the things that I lost, you know, about myself, you know. Like, for a really long time there, I had not touched my piano, like, for ages there, and just getting back onto that. And just taking time to, you know, plan out my day and not stress and just take a wee minute, you know?
But you went all soppy. No, I'm only joking. But,
All deep, and you're building mansions left, right, and centre. We'll know who the successful one is. She's going to be selling mansions, and me and you are going to be out crying in the streets, Molly.
No, but say to be fair though, I actually said this the other day, I think I said to Rachel, I literally feel, yeah, I texted you the other morning being like, Rachel, I'm sitting on my sofa with a bowl of cereal, my dog beside me, and I'm watching Hannah Montana. Like, I feel like I'm back in school again, and there's something really nice about it. And like, yeah, no, I even think though, because being with my mum and dad, like, I haven't been home because I've moved back home for the meantime. And like, it is really weird being at home with them all the time. And I kind of thought I was going to be going up the walls. But like, it is nice because every time I've seen my mum and dad recently, it's been like a flying visit, or I'm home, but I'm doing essays or I'm doing whatever. Like, it's nice to have a wee giggle with my mummy doing arm exercises in the kitchen, and you know, I see the difference in them because they have more time to sit and chat and, you know, whatever. But yeah,
it's because everybody's life's been put on pause, like you say. But also just on a wee tick list, I've been enjoying the brighter nights. Also, it's getting me excited for the prospect of a brighter day in summer. Woohoo, can't wait.
Oh my god.
Also guys, next episode, who thinks that we should get drunk? Just saying. Drunk podcast, let's go.
I mean, I don't drink, so I would mediate the two of them doing
please and
stuff,
thank you. Please vote, everybody. I'll put up a story. Yous can all vote. I'm telling yous now. Even if yous don't want it, I might still
we're
just
still gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, I think this month will just be like the random month of podcasts. We're just gonna.
I'm not gonna lie to yous. I had a large glass of wine at the start of this, and I don't anymore. So I feel like we've already started the drunk podcast. But.
To be continued.
Oh my god. So guys, I think we're just gonna wrap it up there. I hope you've enjoyed our little chat. We miss you so much.
We do.
We miss talking. I think that's why we went on a spiel so much, is because we haven't actually spoke words.
I know,
in a
this
quite
was
long
our
time.
Catch up anyway. We
literally.
Chat
literally.
Yeah.
And you'll have to cut it, like, give us a wee break because we are in our jammies on FaceTime to one another, literally recording on our lonesomes. So
we will try our best with the editing, but you know.
Sorry, a motorbike just went by there, so apologies if you did hear that.
She was out on her second walk.
Sorry.
You're outed.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, we will try our best with editing and stuff. Because on the best of times, I find it hard to edit, but we seem to be pulling it off now. But we'll see how it goes. Bear with us.
Yeah, I think by the time this podcast goes up, also our little IGTV
will
be up
of
things that you can do in isolation. So we hope you enjoyed that, and hope that you are doing some similar things. If you have any new creative ideas of things that we haven't thought of, please send them in, and we'll share them out with the rest of the world.
Or any suggestions for podcasts as well.
Oh, yeah.
That you guys want to hear us talk
maybe
about.
Maybe start playing, like, I don't know, would we be copyrighted? Maybe we could play, like, royalty-free music for you guys. Like, if we find, like, local artists, we'll be able to play them. So if you send us in some of your requests, we could play some of them. Just the end of the podcast.
Definitely.
Because, as you said, people are coming out with, like, loads of creative ideas, and singers and stuff are coming out. So singers, musicians, anybody you know that's trying to get discovered and stuff, let us know, and we'll put them up on our wee page and spread the word.
Yes. Okay guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll love you lots, and we will speak the next episode.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Guys.